The policy contents are various policy. I have just jotted down some of the point, but there may be some other type of issues that may be enumerated in the policy, where it is a customer centric. Now next, the customer service institutional framework. How the customer service should be there and how the banks should implement that customer services part. For that purpose, there are various policies required to be in place so as to implement the customer services. Okay. So, customer service committee of the board. Banks are required to constitute a customer service committee of the board. This committee should include, it is suggested that this also should include the experts and also representative of the customers as an invitee to enable the bank to formulate the policy. Because we have to understand from the customer point of view also, that is why some customers also should be invited to discuss, jot down the points and including the policy with the approval of the board. So, as to formulate the policy and assess the compliance thereof internally with the view of strengthening the corporate governance. This corporate governance structure in the banking system and also to bring about the ongoing improvement in the quality of the customer service provided by the banks. So, for the customer service committee of the board, no doubt there will be internally, there will be the people to whom it is assigned, that is, that should be approved by the board. But to understand the grievances or requirement of the customers, customers also expected to participate while formulating the policy for the customer service so as to understand. In different walk of life, you can choose the customer. It may be pensioner, it may be senior citizen, it may be working self-employed, or it may be a serviceman, woman representative. Everybody has a different problem. So the point should be jotted and that should be covered under the customer service committee of the board. Now, after the committee's policy, committee constituted a policy, what is the role of this customer service committee? Customer service committee, always. The customer service committee of the board illustratively could address some of the important points which consist of formulation of comprehensive deposit policy. Deposit policy should be there. Which type of deposit should be given priority, or it may be publicity, and what are the constraints faced by the customer, where deposit receipt is sent to the customer by post or not, or by courier or not, and whether it is required or not. If it is online deposit is booked, then what is to be done? So the formulation of the comprehensive deposit policy is a must. Then issue such as the treatment of the death of the depositor of the operation of his account. That policy should be there. Suppose one depositor has already expired. His legal heirs or the family members may not be aware what to do. When they approach to the bank, then what are the action to be taken, how they should be consoled, and what should be placed before them, that should be jotted down, illuminated in the policy, and that should be explained to him for the proper conduct so that you can retain their heirs also as a customer. Then product approval process with a view to sustainability and appropriateness. Suppose, for example, why I'm saying the suitability and appropriateness. Suppose there is a policy. There is one person or one branch manager going from, one corporate branch, or maybe from the city or metropolitan branch to the rural branch. In metropolitan branch, he was in charge of the foreign exchange and trade as well as the advances. He has that idea in his mind. He is transferred to the rural branch. And he says that NRI customers are not there. So we should have the policy of NRI customer. And even though policy is there from bank-wide, we have to implement that policy, sending brochures to the NRI, then get the printed brochures and so many other things that he will be doing. That is something in his mind. But boss, just try to remember, if you are in working in the rural branch and there is no scope, it is a remote branch and there is no non-resident Indian, why are you wasting your time to formulate the policy for the non-resident Indians or NRI deposits? So certain things, you know, so this, even if you improve or if you publicize the NRE deposits, you are paying this much amount of deposits. FCNRB deposit, you are giving so and so percent rate of interest. Exchange rate will be very good, will be provided to you. If that customer or if that branch is not having such a kind of deposit, what is the fun in displaying that kind of poster in the main hall of the bank? So common sense need to be, so appropriateness and suitability of that particular product is very much important, that it should be given. Then annual survey of the depositor satisfaction, that should be taken. Randomly select different strata of the people around the vicinity of the branch and take their comments in handwriting and in their hand and sign it and keep it, and that will be your maybe whatever comments they have made, that should be taken into consideration if any improvement is required. Then triennial audit of such a services. Triennial is three times in a year, three times this audit can be, this type of survey can be conducted for the depositor's satisfaction. Besides all this, committee could also examine any other issues having a bearing on the quality of the customer service rendered. Quality of that service, this is not just because it is required to do, we are doing it. There should be from heart, there should be, you should show that the quality of that customer service is definitely, it is rendered and it is a part of your job. You are paid for that. That is why it has to be, customer service has to be rendered properly. Third point of the policy is stating that monitoring and implementation of the award under the Banking Ombudsman policy. Friends, despite having all these things in place, there is a big question mark, how many such policies are implemented in its letter and spirit in the branches? And that causes the complaint or that causes some unsatisfaction to the customers. And customer may approach to the concerned person, branch manager, area head, and still his complaint is not getting resolved. He has the way to go ahead for raising that complaint that bank has not responded to his question or not responded or not resolved his queries. Therefore, there is a mechanism. There is a mechanism which is for all the banks, there is a banking ombudsman scheme. The scheme of the banking ombudsman was introduced with an objective of enabling the resolution of the complaints which are relating to the provision of the banking services and resolving the dispute between the bank and its constituent through the process of conciliation, mediation, arbitration in respect of the deficiencies in the customer services. Complaint comes because of certain deficiencies in the services, right? So these complaints need to be addressed and to be resolved to the satisfaction of the customer. There are various timelines are given within what period, within how many days, such kind of complaint can be resolved. If bank is unable to resolve, then the customer has a right to approach to the banking ombudsman And remember, for this complaint, there should be at least one big wall poster to confirm and to advise to the client, if you are not satisfied with our services, you are at liberty to approach the banking ombudsman whose details are provided below. The name of the banking ombudsman, its address, its telephone number, email address, mobile number, everything will be provided there. That is also part of the customer service. Then, once the customer approaches to the banking ombudsman, then the ombudsman, okay, after detailed examination of the complaint which is made by the client or made by the customer, his grievances of the customers of the bank, and after perusal of the comments from the bank, the banking ombudsman issue an award in respect of individual complaints to readdress the grievances. Okay? Bank should ensure that the award or the direction given by the banking ombudsman are implemented expeditiously and with the active involvement of the top management. This should be implemented. Award has given or directions are given by the banking ombudsman. It is fine. Customer is satisfied. Okay, he has given the letter. Now, it is up to the bank how to compensate him for the complaints raised by him. How to close it. This is given. Complete direction is given by the banking ombudsman in the award which is given. Award means it is not a big award or something like that. Nothing but it is a procedural directions issued by the banking ombudsman after resolution of the complaint, and it is addressed to the bank as well as the copy to the customers. Okay. Now, board meeting to review or deliberate on the customer services. Banks are also advised by Reserve Bank of India to review the customer service and customer care aspects in the bank and submit a detailed memorandum on this regard on the board of directors. To the board of directors. Okay, so branch manager of the particular branch is responsible to take a review of the customer services and customer care and submit its report to the board once every 6 months and initiate a prompt corrective action wherever service quality or skill gap have been noticed in that. Branch manager should not hesitate to point out the gaps in the services as well as the quality, requirement of improvement in the quality of certain services. Maybe cleaning the desk, then cleaning the washrooms and all other things, then putting up particular places, then coloring of the premises, sitting arrangement. These are the gaps. So the gaps can be enumerated in this, and every 6 months report has to go to the board. And bank-wide report will be provided to the board. Bank's head office collect the report, or regional offices of the branches will be collected. Consolidated report will be prepared. Board is not going to discuss out of, say, you have 4,000 branches, so 4,000 report board has to know. No, it is not like that. Zonal-wise, regional-wise, cluster-wise, segregation, collection of the report, consolidation. Finally, bank-wide, there will be only one report that is to be required to be submitted, naming the branch that what are the gaps, what is the skill gap, what is the service gap, and that has to be provided to the bank. That has to be provided to the board. Now, standing committee on customer services. This standing committee is very important. The constitution and the functions of the standing committee will be a little bit different than normal branch level committee. Okay. Now, the standing committee is a topmost committee which is directly report to the board. Therefore, the standing committee is always, being a top committee, it is always chaired by the CMD, Chairman and Managing Director, or ED, or ED, that is Executive Director. And it includes non-officials as its member, which enable the independent feedback on the quality of the customer's services rendered by the bank. With them, there will be one member nominated, and that will be the non-official member. He is not official of the bank. He is not an employee of the bank. Okay? This committee can entrust not only with the task of ensuring the timely and effective compliance of the RBI instruction, whether they are implemented properly or not on the customer services, but they are also that of receiving the necessary feedback to determine that the action taken by the various departments of the bank is in true letter and spirit. And the intent of such instructions are very much required. Okay, so this standing committee is very, very important from the reporting point of view, right? The standing committee can also review the practices and the procedures which are prevalent in the bank and take a necessary corrective actions on ongoing basis as the intent is translated into the action. Whatever mentioned is translated into action. It should be activated and through the process and practices. So instruction of the standing committee need to be reviewed periodically. Then brief report on the performance of the standing committee during its tenure, indicating that the areas which are reviewed, procedures and practices which are identified and followed periodically, that is simplified, introduced, that may be periodically is provided to the customer service committee of the board. The standing committee should provide this report to the customer service committee of the board. Okay. Thereafter, the standing committee will act as a bridge between the various departments of the bank and the board or customer service committee of the board. So they are in between. So whatever is to be percolated down from the board and implemented through the branches, as well as what is required from the branches, recommended by the branches, that is required to be report by way of reporting to the committee, of the board, customer service committee of the board. That is why they are intermediary. They are intermediary. That is why there is a third person who is a non-official of the bank, is also involved to take a review of this thing so as to give an impression of the material fact. Now, branch level committee of the service committee, branch level customer service committee. This is third committee. Okay. In order to encourage the formal channel of the communication between the customer and the bank at the branch level, at very micro level, okay, banks take the necessary step for strengthening the branch level committee and greater involvement of the customers. Okay, therefore, in this committee, that is branch level committee, it is desirable that the branch level committee includes their customers also, so as to understand better where they are, where is the there is any gap, or in the services provided. Further, as a senior citizen, usually forms the important constituent of the bank. A senior citizen may preferably be included therein. And this branch level customer service committee can meet at least once in a month to study the complaint, suggestion, there is some delay in certain cases, but decision making, then delay in study the complaints, suggestions, the cases of delay, difficulties faced, reported by the customer, members of the committee, and also evolve the way by means of which improving the customer service. It is a small committee at the branch level, includes the customer and include the staff, okay, and understand the difficulties of each other. This branch level committee can also submit the quarterly report, giving an input and the suggestions to the standing committee of the customer services. Standing, in turn, standing committee will also give its report to the committee, board level customer service committee. Okay, and thereafter the standing committee to examine them and provide their relevant feedback and customer service committee to the board for necessary policy and the procedural action. Each bank is expected to have the nodal department and nodal officer for the customer service in the head office and each controlling office, with whom the customer's grievances can approach in a first instance and with whom the banking ombudsman and RBI can liaise with. So that is the function of the banking ombudsman. Now, board approved policies on the customer service. Now, which type of policies are required for better customer service, that is enumerated here. Bank should have the board approved policy for the following. Number one, comprehensive deposit policy. Now, what is content of this comprehensive deposit policy? Bank should formulate a transparent and a comprehensive policy setting out the right of the depositor and in general and the small depositors in particular. Right? So that should be concluded in this policy, that is deposit policy of the bank. Second policy that should be in place with each and every bank and its branches is check collection policy, checks. So bank should formulate a comprehensive, transparent policy taking into account their technological capabilities. How many times the check can be sent for the clearing? What is the process for outstation check? What is the intercity process for intercity check? What is the check truncation? Okay, so these kind of things should be covered under this policy. And the systems and procedures which are followed, used, and technological support which they have, that should be enumerated in check collection policy. Now, this policy, inter alia, it should consist invariably, by mandatorily, it should consist of three aspects in check collection policy. One, immediate credit for the local and outstation check. Why outstation check also immediate credit is required? Because due to the technology, all branches are linked with each other. Any check which is drawn on other bank can be encashed with another bank. Therefore, it is very much essential that instant credit by debit to that account, it can be provided. So outstation, now olden days outstation check requires 1 week to 3 weeks also. Okay, depending upon the place. Postal delay, courier was not there, then so many other things were happening. But now, because of the digitalization and IT support, all branches of the bank can be considered as a single branch, and from customer can encash its requirement from any of the branch, visiting any of the branch. Therefore, that should be immediately enumerated. Outstation check, about the outstation check. Then time frame for collection of the local and outstation instrument in continuation of that only. Then interest payment for the delayed commission, delayed collection. Suppose by chance the branch is not on the internet or is not connected with the other branches, and there is a remote space and there is no development of such a networking facilities and all other things, then under such situation there may be a delay in realization of the checks. So what is the compensation to be provided? Any interest is it can be paid or not, that is required to be enumerated in this policy. Then customer compensation policy. What is this customer compensation policy? Mistakes may happen by the employee. They are the human beings. But it can be appropriated and adjusted in minimum given time. However, sometimes there is a delay. So under the circumstances, customer is getting disturbed. So bank should have well-documented customer compensation policy which will be approved by the board. And they could use this model policy which is formulated by Indian Banks Association or by changing in the changes to be made in this policy and then implemented as a bank's policy. So bank's policy should at minimum incorporate some of the aspects which consist of 1. Erroneous debit arising out of the fraudulent and other transactions. The check which is not pertaining to that account is getting debited to that account. Erroneous, or it is a fraudulent check. No signature is verified by officials. An amount is debited to that check. 2, the payment of interest on delayed collection. There is a, instead of 1 week, there is a 1 month delay in realization of the outstation check. For this 3 weeks delay, what the customer is unnecessary, his money is blocked. It should have, it is realized, but why it is a delay? Then some kind of compensation is required to be provided to the customer. So payment of interest is required to be given as a matter of compensation. Then payment of interest for delay in issuance of the duplicate draft. Many times it so happens that draft which is sent by courier is misplaced. After waiting and inquiring for a certain long time, duplicate draft is required. Or draft sent by the bank is also misplaced somewhere and it is not reached to the beneficiary. Under these circumstances, purchaser of the draft may approach and he may say that not it, the things which you have sent or draft which you have sent is not at all reached. So under the circumstances, it requires the compensation or interest is required to be paid because that money lies with the bank. It is not handed over to the beneficiary. Another aspect is payment of, unauthorized action of the bank leading to the financial loss to the customer. It may happen. Then customer grievances redressal policy. This is another policy. So customer grievances redressal policy. Bank must have well documented customer grievances redressal policy which will be duly approved by their boards. Okay. Giving publicity to the policy. You may say that there is policy in place, but have you published your policies? So notice to be displayed that these are the policies which bank is having. So bank should ensure that wide publicity will be given to these policies which we have discussed, formulated by the bank and by place them in prominently on the website. Maybe on the website and also otherwise widely disseminating to the policies such as displaying them on the notice board of their branches. The customer should be clearly apprised about the assurances of the bank on the services of these aspects at the time of establishment of the initial relationship, at the time of depositing borrower or otherwise. Whenever customer become, when a bank and customer relationship is established, that account is open or services are started provided by the bank, it's a new customer, then he should be apprised of having these policies in place. Further, they may also take a necessary steps to keep the customer duly informed of changes if any happen in the policy in future. Right? Other miscellaneous services to the customer by banks. Which are other miscellaneous services? 1. Basic Savings Bank Deposit Account, BSBDA. Basic Savings Bank Deposit Account. This bank are also advised to offer the Basic Savings Bank Deposit Account to offer it to, with the minimum common facility to all the customers without the requirement of minimum balance, that is zero balance. with the facility of ATM card or debit card, ATM cum debit card, and using the appropriate technology by the bank. Printed material in trilingual. As I explained, any material or for the purpose of publicity or making it available to the customers, that should be printed in three languages, English, Hindi, and regional language, whatever it may be. It may consist various forms. It may be account opening form, it may be cash withdrawal form, it may be check, it may be other any agreement. That should be, everything should be trilingual, so that particularly the customer will understand in his own language, and there should not be any problem in future saying that I have not and this language is not understood by me. Okay, so printed material should be in trilingual format. Then issuance of the passbook and savings account holders, that also should be in trilingual. Basic instructions, address, telephone number of the branch, that should be contained on the passbook, statement of account, printing MICR check, that is MICR code, and IFSC code nowadays is very much required to be printed on the passbook as well as the statement of account. In addition to that, the notifying the changes in the interest rate. There is a frequent change in the interest rate, maybe savings deposit account as well as the term deposit account for the different maturities. So whenever changes are happening, that time the interest rate on the deposit should be made known to the customer as well as to the bank branches expeditiously, because digitally everything possible, everything is available, and information also should be placed on the website of the bank. Then lodging and ATM related complaints. Suppose ATM card is used, account is debited, message has come, but money has not come. The instruction clearly should be provided at the time of issuance of the ATM card itself. And in the ATM room, there should be the clear instruction that should be provided in case such things happen, within how many days, what is the action to be taken by the customer, or automatically within how many days funds can be repaid and credit recredited to his account. That should be provided in this account. Then, pre-disclosure of levy of various service charges, including RTGS type, RTGS, NEFT, or maybe other SMS charges, etc. That should be finalized by the bank's management, and that should be displayed on the notice board as well as the website of the bank. It should be published. Now, services at the counters. Okay, these services which are to be provided at the counter consist of banking hours, working days of the bank branches. That should be displayed prominently, and customer and the service at the counter, the person must be aware of it. Then changes in the banking hours, if at all, if anything happens. Suppose one branch at the remote location will be working only from particular time, say around 11 to 5, that may not be possible for all the clients to deal with. So maybe segregation of hours, half day in the morning, half day in the evening, or maybe different times. So is there, if there is any change in the bank hours, that should be also well published in the premises as well as the web, as well as board should be displayed to that effect at the counters itself. Then commencement, extension of working hours, extended business hours, or non-cash banking transactions. All that, the non-cash banking transaction means, for example, operation of the locker. That can be permitted beyond the cash hours also. So it should be predominantly, it is mentioned in the at the counters that you can very well, non-cash transaction, you can very well undertake even after working hours also. Even after working hours also. Thereafter, the all branches except very small branches should have inquiry or may I help you counter, either exclusively or combined with other duties which are located near the entry point of the banking hall. Notice boards, The instructions, notice board is a must in each and every premises of each and every branch, bank's branch. What? However small the branch may be, the instruction should be clubbed on certain categories such as a customer service information, service charges information, grievances readdressal instructions, and others are displayed on the notice board. Now, complaint management system in the banking and banking ombudsman. I have already explained to you about the banking ombudsman, why it has come into the existence. Now, bank should ensure that the suitable mechanism should be existed to receive and address the complaints from the customers or its constituents with a specific emphasis to resolve such a complaints fairly and expeditiously regardless of the source of complaints. Banks are also advised to ensure that the complaint register should be kept at the prominent place in the branches where the person can go there and make the complaint possible, write his complaint, and it possible for the customers to enter their complaints. Okay, then there should be a system of acknowledgement of the complaints also, where the complaints are received through the letter or through the forms. Acknowledgement should be provided. Then fix a time frame for resolving the type of complaint received at the different level. Name of the official should be displayed at the branches who can be contacted for the redressal of the complaint, and should also include the name of the other details of the concerned nodal officer. Nodal officer will be only one, and he can be at least at the corporate office or from head office of the bank under the Banking Ombudsman Scheme 2006. Banks also should display on their website the name of other details of the officials at their head office, regional office, zonal office, who can be contacted for the address the complaints, which includes the name of the nodal officer, principal and nodal officers. Further, the banks should also display on their website the names and the other details of their chairman and managing director or CEO, and also in the line of functioning the heads of the various of other operations to enable their customers to approach them directly in case of need if necessary. Further, the banks are required to disclose the brief details regarding the number of complaints along with their financial results. This statement should include all the complaints that have been received by the received at the head office, controlling offices, at the controlling office level, and also the complaint which are received at the branch level. However, there is a complaint, or however, the complaints are addressed within the next working days, and the bank need not include the same in the statement of the complaint. This is expected to serve as an incentive to the banks and their branches to readdress the complaints within next working day. Where the complaints are not registered, where the complaints are not readdressed within 1 month, the concerned branch and controlling office should forward that complaint same to the concerned nodal office under the Banking Ombudsman Scheme and keep him updated regarding the status of the complaint. This will enable the nodal officer to deal with any reference which is received from the Banking Ombudsman regarding the complaint more effectively. That is why there should be a nodal officer. Further, it is also necessary that the customer, is made aware of this right, of his right to approach the concerned banking ombudsman in case he is not satisfied with the bank's response. As such, in the final letter which is sent to the customer regarding the readdressal of the complaint, bank should indicate that the complaint can also approach to the concerned banking ombudsman if he is not satisfied with the replies given by the bank. So friends, this is all about the customer service. There are many gaps. There are many things might have been left out from my side, but it is very important to see that the customers are serviced properly at the branches. With this note, thank you very much.